It's my year of breaking limits. Can we rise up this morning as we begin to appreciate God for this awesome privilege He has given us all to be gathered together here again this morning? Lift up your voice and begin to give God thanks and praise this morning. Thank Him for the great gift of life He has granted us. We slept and we awoke was because the Lord sustained us. Lift up your voice this morning and give God thanks. Appreciate Him this morning. Give Him all the glory and praise. Lift up your voice and say, Father, we thank You. Thank You for the grace that You have given us to be here again this morning. Thank You for the gift of life that You have granted us to be standing in Your presence again this morning. Lift up your voice and give God thanks this morning. He's worthy of all of our praise. He's the one that sustained us all through the night. All of the graces that He has supplied and the strength that He has given us. Father, we are grateful this morning for the great privilege You have given us to be alive and standing strong and being counted among those in Your presence this morning. Father, we are grateful unto You for all of the victories that You have continued to win for us. Father, we are thankful for all the provisions that You have continued to give to us. We give You all the glory and praise this morning. Lift up your voice everywhere and give God thanks and praise this morning for the privilege He has given you to be alive, standing strong in the congregation of the saints. Father, we are grateful this morning. Thank You, Jesus, for sustaining us through the night, for giving us life and causing us to stand before You this morning. Now lift up your voice and begin to ask the Lord for the supply of the Spirit of grace and supplication, that as we engage in prayer sessions this morning, advancing the cause of His kingdom, that all our prayers will be acceptable unto Him. Lift up your voice and give God and ask God for the supply of the Spirit of grace and supplication afresh this morning. Father, we are standing here this morning again asking You for the supply of the Spirit of grace and supplication, that all our prayers this morning will be powered sufficiently for answers in the name of Jesus. Ask Him for grace, that every prayer item that we present before Him this morning will return back with testimonies. Father, we ask for grace this morning, that as we offer prayers advancing the cause of Your kingdom, all our prayers will return back with definite testimonies and answers. In the name of Jesus Christ, that all our prayers will return back with testimonies and answers in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice and ask Him this morning, Father, let Your presence be thick in our midst. Let every prayer item this morning be powered sufficiently by the supply of the Spirit of grace and supplication unto realms of testimonies and answers in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we are grateful. Thank You because this is the day that You have made. We all shall rejoice and be glad in it. To You alone we give all the glory and praise, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let's invite the praise team.
Lift up Jesus, He is King of Kings. Lift up Jesus, He is Lord of Lords. Lift up Jesus, He is King of Kings, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Somebody lift Him up now.
Lift up Jesus.
He's the King of Kings. Why not lift Him up?
Lift up
Jesus. We call Him Lord of Lords. Somebody lift up Jesus. 'Cause He is King of Kings, He's King of Kings, yes, and Lord of Lords. Everybody lift up Jesus, 'cause He's the King of Kings. Somebody lift Him up now, 'cause He's the Lord of all of us. Somebody lift up Jesus, He's the King of Kings. Of Kings and Lord. Lift your voice, lift your waist, and lift up Jesus.
Yes.
He's the King of Kings. Lift up my Jesus, the Lord of Lords. Somebody lift Him up now. He's the King of Kings. We call Him King of Kings.
King of Kings.
We crown You Lord of Lords. That is who You are, Lord. of Kings, King of Kings, and Lord
of Lords.
So we call him King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Everybody, King of Kings, King of Kings, and Lord. For the last time, everybody call him King of Kings, King of Kings, and Lord of Lords. Put your hands together for Jesus. I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I've got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. I found a new way of living.
I found a new life divine.
And I've got the fruit of the Spirit.
Father, turn everyone on the harvest field in this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. Amen. Isaiah 41 and verse 15. Behold, I will make thee a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. Please, let's rise. Together, let's pray. Father, turn everyone on the harvest field in this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. In the name of Jesus Christ, Almighty God, turn everyone on the harvest field in this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice and let's engage with all of our heart this morning. Lift up your voice. Let the Lord hear you this morning. Pray with all of your heart. Almighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, turn everyone on the harvest field in this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, turn everyone on the harvest field in this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church in the name of Jesus Christ. And give with all of your heart this morning. Let the Lord hear your voice this morning. Let the Lord hear your voice this morning. Let your voice be registered in heaven this morning. Pray with all of your heart. Almighty God, turn everyone on the harvest field in this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we lift up our voice to you this morning. Hear us and hearken unto us. Turn everyone on the harvest field of Lagos, Utah, and their environs in this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, turn everyone on the harvest field in this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the Lord hear your voice. Let the Lord hear your voice. Let's pray this prayer with all fervency. Pray with the assurance of answer this morning. Oh Lord God, turn everyone on the harvest field in this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, turn everyone on the harvest field in this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church in the name of Jesus Christ. This is our heart cry this morning, O Lord. Hear and hearken unto us. Hear and hearken unto us. Let's pray with all of our heart this morning. Let's engage with all fervency, calling upon the name of Jesus Christ, the name that is above every other name. O Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, turn everyone on the harvest field in this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it be our God. Let it be our King. Pray this morning. Pray with all of your heart this morning. Place this demand upon heaven. Pray this morning. Lord, turn everyone on the harvest field in this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let it be. Father, hear us this morning. Turn everyone on the harvest field in this prophetic season into a sharp threshing instrument, thereby turning many to Christ and to this church in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice, and let's give him thanks this morning. Let's glorify him this morning. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor to your holy name. In Jesus' great name, we have prayed. Amen. Please put your hands together for Jesus and be seated.
Again, when we rise, we shall be praying, saying, Father, we break the hold of the gates of hell from the lives of all ordained for salvation across our harvest field all through this prophetic season. Luke chapter 11, verse 21 and 22, paraphrase, when a strong man armed keepeth his goods, they are in safety. When a stronger than him shall come, he shall dispossess him of all that he has. Please rise on your feet this morning. And we're saying together, Father, we break the hold of the gates of hell from the lives of all ordained unto salvation all across our harvest field, all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice this morning. And let's pray this morning together, everyone, everywhere. We are asking the Father, we break the hold of the gates of hell. We destroy the grip of the gates of hell over the lives of all ordained for salvation all through this prophetic season. We decree this morning the liberty of everyone appointed unto salvation all across our harvest field in this prophetic season. Someone lift up your voice this morning and ensure you are praying with passion. You are engaging the fervency of your spirit in this intercession this morning. Father, our prayer this morning is that you break the hold of the gates of hell, that you destroy the grip of the gates of hell over everyone appointed unto salvation all across our harvest field. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we decree this morning the liberty of everyone appointed unto salvation all across our harvest field, all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice and show you are praying from the depth of your heart this morning. Pour out your soul to God this morning in this intercession. We are praying for all of our targets all across our harvest field in the midst of the year prophetic season, asking the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we break the hold of the gates of hell. We destroy every satanic grip of bondage, holding any one of them ransom. And we enforce the liberty of their souls all through this season. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, lift up your voice. Lift up your voice in this intercession. Remember, when we call, he has promised to answer. Let's call upon the name of our Lord this morning, asking him to destroy the gates of hell, asking him this morning to terminate the grip of the force of wickedness over everyone appointed unto salvation all across our harvest field. Let's decree the liberty of everyone appointed unto salvation. Massive salvation of souls shall be our experience all through this prophetic season. Let there be the massive influx of multitudes saved and redeemed into the kingdom like never before in this prophetic season. Someone lift up your voice this morning and show you are praying with passion. God is set. God is answering. God is setting the captives free. And so you are praying. Push this intercession this morning and get the fervency of your spirit. Pray with boldness. We are standing upon the integrity of the word of God and praying for the liberty of the souls of men all across our harvest field in the name of our Lord Jesus. Someone lift up your voice this morning and show you are praying. We are asking the Father, let the grace that brings salvation cause it to appear unto everyone across our harvest field, everyone appointed unto salvation. We break the hold of wickedness over their lives, and we decree their liberty, we decree their freedom. Massive salvation of souls, massive influx of multitudes into the kingdom. That's our heart cry this morning. Lift up your voice. Push this morning. Pray some more this morning. Ensure your heart is connected in this intercession. We are decreeing in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that the hold of the gates of hell is broken over the lives of everyone appointed unto salvation all across our harvest field. Thank you, precious Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please give the Lord a big hand this morning, and you may be seated.
We shall yet rise to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every convert that ever steps into this church in this prophetic season abide here for life. In John 10, 27, the Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Let's rise as we pray this morning. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, let every convert that ever steps into this church in this prophetic season abide here for life. Lift your voice. Let us enforce the will of God. Whatever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let every convert that ever steps into this church all through this prophetic season abide here for life. Abide in the faith and stay planted in this church. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice. Pray this morning. Pour out your heart in prayer. let every new convert that comes into our fold this prophetic season be planted, take root downwards, bear fruit upwards. Not one lost, not one missing, not one shall stray, all shall abide in the name of Jesus. He answers prayers when we pray. Therefore, pray this morning, engage this morning from wherever you may be. Let heaven register your voice in prayer. Our Father, this is our request and this is our confidence that everyone convert that steps into our fold this prophetic season must abide and must abide and must abide. Not one of them shall be lost. They shall stay planted for life. In the name of Jesus, your word says your sheep hears you and they follow you. Therefore, Lord, for everyone that becomes your sheep, everyone that is redeemed, everyone that is bailed out of the gates of hell, Lord, into this church, this prophetic season, let them abide. Let them follow through for life. In the name of Jesus, we cry out to you this morning, our Father, concerning every new convert, concerning every new member, every harvest of this prophetic season, we're asking that you cause them to abide, cause them to stay planted, cause them to abide for life, both in the faith and in this church. Is God hearing your voice? Are you making investment this morning? Are you crying out in faith? Our Father, in the name of Jesus, let every convert that is saved in the course of this prophetic season and brought into this fold be caused to abide in the name of Jesus. You are the one that makes us to lie down in green pastures. You are the great shepherd. We cry out to you. Look forth for everyone harvest of this prophetic season to abide. Lord, stretch forth your hand over them and make them to abide. Let whatever needs to happen for them to abide happen. In the name of Jesus, according to your word, as they get saved, let them stay planted. As they get saved, let them abide, both in the faith and in this church for life. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father and our God, let every convert that ever steps into this church in this prophetic season be made to abide in the faith and in this church for life. In the name of Jesus, somebody's praying, pour out your heart. Pray with fervency of the Spirit, engaging your confidence in the word of God. No one is able to pluck them out of the hand of the Father. Therefore, enforce that in prayer. Our Father, let every convert that ever steps into this church, this prophetic season, abide here for life. Abide here for life. Continue through to the end. In the name of Jesus, none shall be stolen, none shall be snatched. In the name of Jesus, let them abide, let them take roots, let them bear fruits, let them continue with you. In the name of Jesus, by the breath of your Spirit and the seal of your Spirit, cause them to remain in the faith and in this church for life. In the name of Jesus, let God hear us. Let God hear us. Pray some more this morning. Engage your faith in this prayer. Cry out. Cry out. He's hearing and he's doing as we cry. Our Father, our confidence is in your word that not one of our converts in this prophetic season shall backslide. Not one of them shall be snatched from your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we give you thanks. Lift up your voice. Lift up your hand. Celebrate God. This prayer is answered in Jesus' awesome name. Please be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
Next, we shall be praying. Father, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, leading to continuous growth of this church. Psalm 68, verse 1, let God arise and let his enemy be scattered. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, leading to continuous growth of this church. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, we pray this morning, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, leading to continuous growth of this church. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and call upon the God of heaven this morning. Let's engage our spirit praying this prayer. Let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, leading to continuous growth of this church. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let God arise, let his enemy be scattered. This morning we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, leading to continuous growth of this church. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray from the depth of your heart this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, leading to continuous growth of this church. In the name of Jesus, Father, we call upon your name this morning. Let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, leading to continuous growth of this church. In the mighty name of Jesus, let God arise, let his enemy be scattered, let them also that hate him flee before him. This morning we stand upon this word of God and we pray, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, leading to continuous growth of this church. In the name of Jesus, pray with faith in your heart this morning. Pray with fervency of the Spirit. Engage your heart in praying this prayer. Let heaven hear your voice of intercession. Say, Father, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance. In the name of Jesus, leading to continued growth of this church. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, even beginning from today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, every contention of hell against the ongoing revival, we decree this morning by the authority in the name of Jesus, be visited with divine vengeance, leading to continuous growth of this church. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Father, we are calling upon your name today. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, leading to continuous growth of this church. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice, decree this morning by the authority in the name of Jesus, every contention of hell be visited with divine vengeance, leading to continuous growth of this church. In the mighty name of Jesus, as smoke is driven away, drive them away, Lord. Every contention of hell against the ongoing revival, we decree be visited today with divine vengeance, in the mighty name of Jesus, leading to continued growth of this church. In the mighty name of Jesus, every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited this morning with divine vengeance, leading to continuous growth of this church. Lift up your voice, pray with faith this morning. Lift up your voice and decree in the name of Jesus, our God is a God of vengeance. This morning we pray, let every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance, leading to continuous growth of this church. In the name of Jesus, every contention of hell against the ongoing revival be visited with divine vengeance. Thank you, mighty God. In Jesus' wonderful name we are praying. Please put your hands together for Jesus and be seated.
We yet again rise to pray, and when we rise, we'll be saying, Father, let there be a great revival in this church, resulting in massive harvest of souls, both into the kingdom and into this church, all through this prophetic season. Amen. And in Zechariah chapter 2 and in verse 4, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. Please let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voices to pray. Father, let there be a great revival in this church, resulting in massive harvest of souls, both into the kingdom and into this church, all through this prophetic season. Will you lift up your voice as you pray fervently this morning? Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be a great revival in this church, resulting in massive harvest of souls, both into the kingdom and into this church, all through this prophetic season.
Father, let there be a great revival in this church, resulting in massive, massive harvest of souls, both into the kingdom and into this church, all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice, ensure your heart is engaged. Heaven is registering your voice of intercession this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be a great revival in this church, resulting in massive, massive harvest of souls, both into the kingdom and into this church, all through this prophetic season. Father, let there be a great revival in this church. Let there be a great revival in this church, resulting in massive harvest of souls, both into the kingdom and into this church, all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice, engage your heart, engage your faith, but ensure that you are connecting and heaven is registering your voice of intercession this morning. Let's pray with fervency. Father, let there be a great revival in this church, resulting in massive harvest of souls, both into the kingdom and into this church, all through this prophetic season. Father, let there be a great revival in this church, resulting in harvest of souls, massive harvest of souls, both into the kingdom and into this church, all through this prophetic season. Father, let there be a great revival. Let there be a great revival in this church, resulting in massive, massive harvest of souls, both into the kingdom and into this church, all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice, engage your heart, engage your faith, but ensure that heaven registers your voice of intercession this morning. As you pray everywhere, Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be a great revival in this church, resulting in massive harvest of souls, both into the kingdom and into this church, all through this prophetic season. Father, we pray earnestly this morning, let there be a great revival. Let there be a great revival in this church, resulting in the massive harvest of souls, in the massive harvest of souls, both into the kingdom and into this church, all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice, engage your heart, engage your faith as you pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be a great revival in this church, resulting in massive harvest of souls, both into the kingdom and into this church, all through this prophetic season. Lift up your voice as you pray this one-line prayer. Ensure your heart is engaged and you are praying with fervency. Father, in the name of Jesus, let there be a great revival in this church. Let there be a great revival in this church, resulting in massive, massive harvest of souls, both into the kingdom and into this church, all through this prophetic season. Father, this is our heart desire, and we pray earnestly this morning. Let there be a great revival in this church, resulting in massive harvest of souls, both into the kingdom and into this church, all through this prophetic season. Let's give God thanks for answered prayers. Father, we give you great glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Put those wonderful hands together for Jesus, and you may take your seat.
Next, we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, send your word in season as our midweek service tonight, resulting in turnaround testimonies for every worshiper. Amen. A louder amen.
Amen.
Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 23, paraphrase, thus saith the Lord of hosts, it shall come to pass in those days that 10 men from all languages will take hold of him that is a Jew, skirt, and say, we will go with you, because we have heard that God is in the midst of you. Please rise up on your feet wherever you may be right now. Lift up your voice to the God of heaven. We are praying to a prayer answering God. This prayer is for you as well, so pray with every intent and purpose. We are praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season. Tonight at our midweek service, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season at our midweek service tonight, bringing about turnaround testimonies for every worshiper, that no one that shall be present in this service tonight in any of the locations will return without something tangible to go back home with. Everyone shall return with their desired testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, we call upon you this early morning. We are praying and we are asking of you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that tonight at the midweek service, you will send your word in season. Father, send your word in season. Lord, at our midweek service tonight, send your word in season. Oh God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, tonight at our midweek service, send us your word in season, bringing about turnaround testimonies for every worshiper in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn each one that shall be present tonight in any of the locations to living testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Someone is praying. If you are the one, lift up your voice wherever you may be. Pray with passion right now. We are praying the prayer that God must answer now. And this prayer, as you pray it, is also for you. Therefore, make investment. Cry aloud unto God. Make sure that your voice is registered on the throne of grace. We are praying right now, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, send your word in season. Oh God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, send your word in season. At our midweek service tonight, everywhere where your people shall be gathered in this service tonight, oh Lord, send your word in season. Send your word in season that will meet the very name of every worshiper in the name of Jesus, thereby bringing about turnaround testimonies. Thereby bringing about turnaround testimonies. Thereby bringing about turnaround testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, turn every worshiper tonight into a living testimony. Lord, turn every worshiper tonight into a living testimony. Father, turn every worshiper tonight into a living proof in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, send us your word in season at our midweek service tonight as we gather in every location. Oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, send us your word in season at our midweek service tonight in every location where winners shall be gathered. Oh Lord, this is our prayer. This is our heart cry. This is our demand right now. We pray today and we ask right now in the name of Jesus the Christ. Oh God, that tonight in our midweek service, everywhere, every location where winners shall be gathered, send us your word in season. Father, send us your word in season, bringing about turnaround testimonies for every worshiper, thereby turning every worshiper to a living proof in the name of Jesus Christ, changing our story, moving us forward, giving us our desired encounter, that none shall return empty-handed, but everyone shall return as a living proof in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, send us your word in season tonight as we gather in our midweek service, thereby granting every worshiper access to our turnaround testimonies. Begin to thank God right now for answered prayers. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice, magnify the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for answered prayers even now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Put your hands together for the Lord.
In this covenant hour of prayer, it's testimony time. Please, let's listen attentively to the following documented testimonies, as will soon follow. Number one, divine healing and escape. On the 17th of April 2016, I was diagnosed with hepatitis B virus. It altered my marriage counseling. That same day as I got home, I began to meditate and inquire of God. I didn't want to keep on going in circles forever on this issue of marriage. I haven't tried 5 different times to settle down, all to no avail. In my family, There has been no payment of bride price, be it for male or female. No marriage ever. The enemy just sat on everyone's marital destiny. When the operation Possess the Land was declared, I gave it a rigorous, studious approach, praying kingdom advancement prayers. I prayed 1 hour each after every 3 hours, round the clock. I went wild into soul winning passionately because I understood that everything I needed was in it. I prayed till my voice was registered in heaven. I gave God reasons why I should not be sick, that I was on his assignment, so I was entitled to healthy living. Then God showed up. Make it bigger for Jesus. I went for the test, and it came out hepatitis B negative. Next, by the grace of God, my younger and elder sisters are getting married in the month of August, and I have gloriously started my marriage counseling. The siege is broken in my family because I caught the faith fire. Matthew 6:33 is a scripture. All glory to God of my father, Bishop David Oyedepo. Testifies Ubono DE. Can you put your hands together in appreciation of God? Number 2 years stagnation terminated via kingdom stewardship. My family has a landed property with a 4-bedroom flat on it. We had been believing God to sell it since 2013 in order to relocate to another part of the town. All efforts to sell the property did not yield any result. This has always been my prayer point since it has stagnated many plans within the family. When the Wonder Double prophetic agenda was declared by God's servant, I told my wife that we are not going to pray about the issue again. But like never before, we are going to put all our efforts and resources towards the realization of the Wonder Double agenda. Hence, we put our car in a better condition and mobilized others seriously in our district for aggressive soul winning and to convey all our new converts and new members to and from church every Sunday. Then God stepped in. Make it bigger for Jesus. The property was sold for $6.5 million. And the very next day, Wednesday, God miraculously provided another land, bigger in size, with an existing 4-bedroom structure about to be roofed at a cost of $1.6 million. It was also in a location of our choice. What a favor. Indeed, the God of Bishop David Oyedepo is a rewarder. To God alone be all the glory forevermore. Testify A. Elega. Can you please rise on your feet? Your hands lifted up to God with a loud voice. Let's appreciate him for this testimony.
Lift your hand and lift your voice and give glory to God this morning. For the testimonies we have heard, they are the doings of the Lord. They are marvelous in our eyes. Give him glory. Give him honor. Thank him and celebrate him. Honor him and give him the praise. The praise due unto him, give it to him this morning. Father, we say thank you. Now, thank him for the answers to your prayers also, that you have not prayed in vain. You have not just prayed into storage, but that God has heard you and granted your petitions. Lift your voice and give glory unto God. Give glory unto God. Give glory unto God. Appreciate him from the depth of your heart. Give him the praise that is due unto him. Father, we say thank you. Now begin to ask him to speak to you this morning. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. Lord, speak to me today. The speech for the day, release it in my direction in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you again today for the blessing of being in your presence. We thank you because we know that these testimonies are your doings, and for them we give you the glory. For the answers to prayer, we say thank you. And now, Lord, we are before your word asking that you will speak to us. By your word, let each one of us be transformed. Amen. We give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud, amen. Amen. Give Jesus a big hand, and please, you may be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Our line of exhortation for this week has been, no church grows without a people on the go. No church grows without a people on the go. We have established that our God is a God of addition and multiplication. In Acts chapter 2 and verse 47, the Bible makes us to understand, it said, praising God and having favor with all the people, the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. But not only that, in Jeremiah 30 verse 19, it says, I will multiply and they shall not be few, and I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. So it's a God of addition, it's a God of multiplication. In the early church in Acts chapter 6 and verse 7, the Bible says that the word of God increased and the number of disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. So God is a God of addition and a God of multiplication. But we must recognize that it takes planting and watering before God can bring increase. 1 Corinthians 3, 6, I planted, Apollos watered, and God therefore brought the increase. What does that mean? It takes the input of man to secure the input of God. There is something that we must do if we are going to see God go to work as far as the building of His church is concerned. There is a man part and there is a God part. There are responsibilities that we have to take. And one of those that we have discovered is that we must be on the go. And we look through the scripture and look at this very important thing. According to scripture, we must have to go preaching the gospel to the lost if we must see souls saved. The pattern of God for salvation requires the preaching of the gospel to the lost. The Bible says in the book of Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and verse 16, it said, go to all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. It says, and he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So we discover that the pattern for salvation requires the preaching of the gospel. Romans 1 and verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus because it is the power of God unto salvation. So the gospel is the avenue to salvation. Until the gospel is preached, souls cannot be saved. In the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 14 down to verse 17, it says, how then shall they call on him upon whom they have not believed? And how can they believe on him upon whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Very critical questions there. How can they call on him that they have not believed? How can they believe on him that they have not heard? And how can they hear without a preacher? And we know verse 17, very popular scripture, faith comes by hearing. So until they hear, they cannot believe. And until there is someone preaching the gospel, they cannot hear. So there is this requirement from God for anyone to see souls saved that we must be on the go preaching the gospel. The Bible puts it this way. It said that by the foolishness of the preaching of the gospel is the pattern through which God has made for men to be saved. That is the avenue through which men are saved. And that is why you and I have this awesome responsibility to continue to see that we go around preaching the gospel. It is the duty of every one believer. In Matthew chapter 28, beginning from verse 19, look at what the Bible says to us here. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. He says, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Go ye therefore. So we have this commandment from Jesus to keep going and to keep going preaching, announcing the gospel of Christ, presenting the gospel of Christ. And when you look at the early church, you discover that that was a very central part of their duty. The Bible said, for example, it said that when persecution arose in Acts chapter 8, it said the disciples were scattered abroad. But look at what it says. It says, and they that were scattered abroad, what did they do? They went everywhere preaching the word. What were they preaching? In verse 5, Philip went to Samaria as one of those who were scattered abroad and preached Christ unto them.
presenting Christ everywhere, announcing Jesus in every corner. That was the assignment of the early church. He didn't say the apostles were the ones scattered. He said the church, the people went everywhere and they were preaching the word, presenting Christ to everyone that they came across. This is the central duty of the believer. In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning from verse 17 down to verse 20, he said, if any man is in Christ, is a new creature, all things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. He said, now, to wit, God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Ministry of reconciliation, word of reconciliation. He says, now, we are ambassadors of Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Jesus is not the one preaching. We are the one preaching Christ now. We are the ones on assignment. Philip went and preached Christ. He said, we beseech you in Christ's stead. We are standing in the place of Jesus, making the announcement of Christ to our world. That is the pattern of God for the salvation of the lost. Without this way, there is no way for any individual to be saved. Salvation requires the presentation of Christ to a people. And it is our duty as believers to remain on the go, announcing Christ wherever we are. What does that mean? No matter your vocation, you have a ministry of reconciliation. That ministry requires that you go around preaching Christ, announcing Christ, presenting Christ. You may be a teacher, but preach Christ. You may be a lawyer, but preach Christ. You may be a doctor, but preach Christ. You may be an academic, but preach Christ. No matter what your vocation is, a trader, preach Christ. Wherever you are, they were scattered abroad, but they went around preaching. Because that was the duty given to them by God. Don't forget, that same duty is given to you and to me. The Bible is very clear. You receive power after the Holy Ghost comes upon you, and you become my witnesses. The ones announcing me everywhere. The ones presenting me everywhere. That is the assignment of the believer. And none of us will fall short in the name of Jesus Christ. We also must understand that we cannot experience supernatural church growth without fervently engaging the altar of prayer and fasting. You see, the salvation of the souls of men is for the ingathering of those souls into the kingdom and into the church. God's ultimate task on the earth is to build his church. What did he say in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18? I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against it. And the building of the church involves the ingathering of the souls of men into the church of Christ for establishment in the faith and in the church. But for that to happen, we must understand the necessity of fervent engagement on the altar of prayer and fasting. Luke chapter 11, verse 21 down to verse 22. He said, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. He said, but when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted, and he divided his spoil. You see, any soul that you see that is not saved is under a satanic captivity. We must understand that. Satan is intent on keeping them captive. And it takes, therefore, a spiritual force to loose them from his grip. And that spiritual force involves, among other things, prayer and fasting. It involves prayer and fasting. Don't forget in Matthew chapter 17 and verse 21, the Bible tells us there, it said, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and by fasting. There are satanic forces seeking to keep souls captive. And the only way to break their hold is to engage this force of prayer and fasting. Many of us will remember the testimony of one of us who went around witnessing and met a woman and ministered to her. The woman gave her life to Christ and, you know, began coming to church, and she said to her, we're going to have a home cell in your house. The woman said, you don't understand. It cannot happen. He said, what do you mean? He said, my husband is a staunch Muslim. There's no way for a home cell to be in the house. He said, there will be one in the house.
And she went and gave herself 3 days in prayer. Went before God, taking the husband before the Lord. Next time she went out, met with that husband, and then preached the gospel to him. And instantly, without any resistance, he surrendered to Christ. You know, in a family, there is nobody that will know the husband like the wife. And the wife said, there is no way. But where the wife saw no way, God made a way as they engaged on the altar of prayer. The heart of kings is in the hand of God. He can turn it any way he wills, like the water course. It means that God has the capacity to deal with the hardest of hearts as we engage the altar of prayer. Don't forget what the Bible says in Acts chapter 6 and verse 4. The apostle said, we will give ourselves continually to prayer and the ministry of the word. What was the effect? He said in verse 7, among other things, he said, a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. The priests were the greatest antagonists of the gospel, the biggest enemies of the gospel. They were the terrorists against the church. But when they prayed, the ones whose hearts seemed to be hard became followers. He said they were obedient, not just that they were attending church, but they were obedient to the faith on the basis of the altar of prayer. And when we amplify it with fasting, we can expect supernatural results. I see that becoming our experience in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What is God saying to us, therefore? We must go preaching and we must remain praying. We must go preaching and we must remain praying. Go preaching the word, but stay also on the altar of prayer. When you combine the two of them, you are sure to come forth with unusual results. That will be our experience in Jesus' name. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning and lift your hand before the Lord and receive grace from God? Lord, I receive grace to remain preaching and to remain praying. May not always to pray and not to faint. I receive grace to remain on the altar of prayer actively, passionately, wholeheartedly, productively, fruitfully. I receive grace, oh God, to remain fervent on the altar of prayer. To remain fervent on the altar of prayer. To remain fervent on the altar of prayer. Engaging the altar of prayer effectively and doing so fervently, engaging the altar of prayer and fasting productively in the name of Jesus. I receive grace, oh Lord, to also remain preaching Christ everywhere, like Philip did, like the early church did, announcing Christ in every nook and every cranny in the name of Jesus. I receive that grace this morning. I receive that grace this morning. Take that grace from God. It's available for you. Take that grace from God. It's available for you. Let this grace, oh Lord, be made manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. Let this grace, oh Lord, remain manifest in my life in the name of Jesus, that everywhere I go, I will be a witness for the kingdom, an ambassador of Christ, an announcer of Christ, a presenter of Christ, a preacher of Christ. In every environment I find myself, actively, passionately, wholeheartedly, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, take grace for this prophetic season in particular. Lord, I receive grace for this season to be effective in this midst of the year, to see to the harvest of souls, to see to the establishment of souls. Give me every grace required, the utterance grace, the boldness grace, the fruitfulness grace. Lord, give it to me in this season, in the name of Jesus Christ, that I will bring forth abundantly. I will bring forth supernaturally. I will bring forth in the name of Jesus. Now lift your hand and begin to glorify God. Father, thank you. And blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. As you have asked of the Lord this morning, so shall it be done unto you. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Somebody believe, say loud amen. Don't forget today's midweek service. Taking place this evening, 5:30 is the time. We are waiting upon the Lord. We are gathered together in the service to break our fast together. And as we do, each one of us shall be enjoying greater dimension of blessings in Jesus' name. Speak to the day right now and make your decree concerning the day. The day is loaded. The day is loaded, but you will have what you say. Speak to the day. Speak to the day. Make your decrees concerning the day. In the name of Jesus, I declare the day blessed. In the name of Jesus, I declare the day blessed. The day is declared loaded with testimonies, loaded with visitations in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. As you have declared, so shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. It's my year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.